do. John's Gospel, John chapter 5. I'm just going to obey God again. What Brother Eugene was up here and I told him. I said, I'm not going to let Brother Daniel just turn that thing to me. I'm just going to get you back up there and let you finish. And some of you preachers, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to a spot like this and God wanting to work and to do something. And I have felt like in this meeting that God is going to do something. God is going to do something. God is doing things. John chapter 5, let me just look at this. I don't know what time it is either. I've looked for a clock in here and I ain't found it yet, and that's, y'all might not believe in them. I've been in places where they don't believe in them, so that's neither here nor there either, whether you do or don't. So after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. It says, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And I know what you're saying, Brother Lynn. You took this yesterday and took off with it one day. That's all right. I felt the Spirit of the Lord, pounding this on my heart right here this morning. It says, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. I'll just talk to you the burden of my heart right here this morning. I really do. I want to just talk to you the burden of my heart, what I feel like God has dealt with me about right here. I was standing up here this morning. Brother Eugene was preaching and preaching so great, done such a good job like he always does. I felt like there was something that came into my heart that I want to just talk to you. Might be just a simple little, I know it's going to be something simple. It's like the Lord dealt with me and asked, dealing with me to tell you that there is nothing that hinders him like the attitude that things will never change. I believe there were some things done here this morning. I believe God done some things right here this morning. I really do. But I'm going to tell you something, church. I feel that old spirit drifting into the church that is out there in that world. I've said it. Others have said it. And we're basing things spiritually on the way the economy is going. Are y'all catching on to what I'm saying, or am I saying that right? We are basing things spiritually by the way the economy is going. I've even made the statement, Brother Alan Smith, that probably in my lifetime, and I'm not that old of a man, I just look old. I have even made the statement probably in my lifetime, Brother Fred, that we will never see the economy like that at one time was. I believe I've lost some of y'all somewhere. Come on. That world out there is dealing with a spirit of fear, but we don't have to have it in the house of God. Come on, can you say amen? I mean, what's going on out there doesn't have to be come inside. Come on, can you say amen? Hey, we might not ever see, making money like that it was as easy as it was years ago. We might not ever see the housing market like that it was years ago. Come on, building going on. We might not never see a lot of things like it was years ago. But has God changed? Has God changed? Come on. And I just want to talk to us. I really do. But there is nothing that hinders God like the attitude that things will not change. I don't know your situation, what you might be going through this morning. I don't know what you might be struggling with. I don't know what you might be wrestling with this morning. But as the old preacher man back home used to say, let God get in the arrangements and things will change altogether. Come on, can you say amen? Hey, it might have been a lot better if Brother Chris Lee had got up here and went right on and preached. Come on. But I want to tell you something. I begin to think about this man right here that had this problem, this condition. The Bible says for 38 years, that is a long time to be in that case. That is a long time to be in that condition. But there was one thing about it. He saw the angel of the Lord to come down at a certain season and trouble the water, and he made his attempt. He made his try to get into the water. But the Bible says as he was coming another step down and got in before him. Come on. It wasn't that he didn't try. It's not that you are not trying. It's not that you are not stretching forth. Come on, help me right here. And it's not that God is short of his blessings. I believe that God can heal and God can deal and do more than one thing at a time. Don't you? I believe that God can heal two individuals or six individuals in the very same service. Come on. I don't believe that God's got it on. Come on. The first come, first serve basis. I believe that God can touch you when he'll see our faith, and when God, oh Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning. But did you know where I feel that some of us are at? We are judging the present by the past, my friend. Come on, help me right. I tried to get into that water. I tried to make it there, but we are looking at this very day. But what happened yesterday? I was trying to get in there. I want to tell you something, my friend. If I tried this morning and I didn't get what I really need for God, you know what I would do? I would surprise the devil. I'd get right back up. I would exercise my faith again, and I would put my faith in an almighty God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even think of it, according to the power that worketh in us. But we are judging the present by the past of what's happened. I've tried to get my help. I've tried to get my touch. I've tried to get my healing. Come on. Come on, but another steppeth in before me. Come on, help me right here for a little while. I don't know, I don't know just everything, Brother Steve Gentry, that I need to know about this story right here. But I do know one thing. If I was wanting a touch bad enough from God, I believe I would be so close to that pool that when that angel did come, I believe I would try my very best to be the first one that was going to be right there in there. Come on, can you say amen? But I believe that I'm looking at these people right here this morning. Really and truly, I can discern and feel that there is a thirst and there is a hunger in your heart that you are wanting to get something from God. Come on, I know what the devils are telling some of you this morning. There is no way you'll ever get that you need from God. But I want to serve notice on the devil for you. The devil is a liar and the devil is a father of lies. I'll never feel the Holy Ghost like I one time felt him. The devil is a liar and he is a father of lies. What we are doing, we are judging the present by the past, my friend. Oh, Lambert, but Brother Head, you don't realize the sinful age that we are living in, but you don't realize the grace of Almighty God either. The Bible said where sin that's the bound, that's the grace of God. That's my soul, sweet. I'm a feeling his glory right here this morning in this house. We want to judge what's going on right now by the past. Come on, come on, help me right here. I don't know whether y'all feel it or not. But I'm a feeling that God is still wanting to do something right here in our midst. I still feel that God is wanting to deal and to help someone right here. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, help this preacher while I preach. Just for a little while right here this morning. And I'm not going to hold you that long. I'm going to use wisdom. Come on, I know Brother Daniel Deans are using wisdom. Come on, I know he's trying to use wisdom. I'm going to say it that way. By getting me up here, it might not even be necessary that I get up here. I appreciate Brother Dean, I really do. But come on, help me right here. How many of you have tried? And then when you seem to get so close, the devil will make you to doubt. And the devil will bring in unbelief. And the devil will bring in fear. But what if I get there and God doesn't do it? But what if you get here and God does do it? Come on, can you say amen? I would to God right here this morning that we could get beyond all doubt, all unbelief, and get beyond all fear and what somebody's going to think about us and what somebody's going to say about us. Come on, help me right here. Hey, I found out. Come on. You know what the woman that had the issue of blood, she got beyond the multitude. She got beyond the press and she made up her mind and she said, if I could only touch but some part of his clothes, if I could only touch but the hem of his garment. You know what the press was? It was people, my friend, and it was probably people she knew. But did you know what I'm finding among holiness people that's keeping a lot of us back is we don't want to get beyond. Come on, help me right here for a while. I would to God you'd forget about the past and realize that we're serving a God that is still at work in this day and hour that we are living in. Brother Godfrey, what's your first name? Sammy, come on up here with me. I thought that was your name. Your brother named Bobby. Now, I ain't going to say that, but you can say it if you want to.
He's my baby brother.
He's your baby brother anyway. All right, you got some age on him. Got a little time on him. If old Sammy, I'm just talking to you now, me and you still going to be friends after this. If old Sammy wasn't here, if old Sammy wasn't here, come on, I believe I could get in and receive something from the Lord. Come on. If it wasn't for old Sammy, I want to tell you something. This smiling face, slick, bald-headed man ain't going to harm nobody. Come on. Don't intend to. But did you know a lot of times that's what keeps us from receiving from the Lord? Come on, when we feel like praying and pressing on in there, when we feel like praying and pressing on through, come on, you know what we let hinder us? Well, they're wanting us to stop so we can go get the groceries. They're wanting us to stop to see what's on the menu out there in the fellowship hall. I'm like Brother Eugene, I'm more interested what is on the menu right here for what God has got for us right here. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here in this house. Hey, we've got to get beyond what somebody's going to say. We've got to get beyond what somebody's going to think. We've got to get beyond the past, my friend. Come on, you might have tried to get there several different times, my friend, and somebody else might have got there before you did, but did you know what? I believe I'm just going to keep on pressing through. I believe I'm just going to keep right on a reaching on. Come on, I'm not going to judge the present by the past. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, Lamb of God, I still believe that He is the God of this day. He is the God of this hour. And the Bible still said that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Pray, why pray? I'm a feeling a good Holy Ghost right here this morning in this house. Unless you want to get back here with your wife. And we look more sometimes. You think about this man in this case, 38 years. To be in that kind of a situation for 38 years, I've been here for a long time. I've been like this for a long time. Come on. I believe this man, I'm just preaching to you right off the cuff this morning. I'm just preaching to you what I feel like God's dealt with me about. Come on. I'm just preaching to you really as it's coming to me. This man began to look more at his problems. Come on. Help me. My Lord, come on. I'm not trying to be funny here what I'm fixing to say. Some of us have got problems a psychiatrist can't even take care of. Some of us have got problems. A lawyer is not the answer. Some of us right here have got problems. A doctor don't know what to prescribe. Come on. But we have got a great physician that knows the prescription for every case. Come on. We are looking more at the problem than we are the possibility. Come on, can you say amen? I'll tell you what the devil's afraid of this morning. The devil's afraid that the Lord is going to come right back down in this service right here one more time and pay us another visit. Come on, and somebody's going to reach out and somebody's going to get that divine touch and somebody's going to get that divine help that they need from Almighty God. Come on, church, help me right here. Hey, I want to tell you something. We're living a day and a time. You're talking about revival. We're going to need a revival. And we are going to need to see the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to work in our midst. And you know what I love to see? I love to see it start right here at Calvary, Holiness, Broxton, Camp Meeting. Come on, can you say amen? I love to see the Shekinah glory of God to come down among us. Come on and saturate somebody from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet and to do a work with them. And it would be a memorial for them right here and say, I know that the hand of Almighty God, He touched me right there in a morning service, in a night service, and the good Holy Ghost come by. Come on, I was looking at the problem. I forgot about the possibility that I had. Come on. Sometimes we look at the problem. We look more at the symptoms than it really what the possibility that we have. Could it be right here that in this house that the Lord could be passing by? He could be coming around one more time. one more time, right here, this morning. Come on. If we could be honest with ourselves and say, I really didn't get that I needed. Come on, come on, come on. Help me, help me, help me. If you've ever prayed, pray right here. Pray right here, pray right here. Preacher brothers, if you've ever prayed, pray for a preacher. Pray for this one right here, because I'm a needing it right here this morning. Come on, help me right here. I'm going to tell you how I really feel. I really feel even right now that some of you are wanting to get up from where you're at. We've been so used to getting a piano player. We've been so used to getting a song. And the faster the better. Come on, it seems to get us keyed up, geared up. Come on, I want to tell you something. We might not even need a piano player. We might not even need a song. I'm going to tell you what we are needing. We are needing some people in the house of God. Come on, that will be honest with themselves. And that will obey the Spirit of the Lord. And saying, I'm a needing something from God. Come on, I'm a looking more at the problems than I am at the possibilities. Come on, can you say amen? I begin to think about this man right here. Even a standing right up there. This man was looking at what he didn't have instead of what he did have. Come on, can you say amen? When Jesus was standing right there, right in his very presence, and asked him, said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, sir, I have no man to help me when the water is troubled. Come on, church, help me. Sometimes we're looking more at the problem. Come on, sometimes we're looking more at what we don't have instead of what we do have. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, Lamb of God, the little old church where I'm a pastoring here. I don't know why this is coming to my mind, but it is. I want to tell you over there, we don't have a lot of things. I said, we don't have a mass choir. I said, we don't even have a drum player. We don't even have a bass guitar. But there is one thing we do have, and that is the Spirit of the Lord that has put his approval upon us. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something, dear child of God. There might be a lot of things you don't have, but there is one thing you do have, and that is God that is for you. And the Bible says, if God be for, who can be against us? Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that all. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling his glory right here. But we're looking at more what we don't have instead of what we do have. But sir, I have no man to help me when the water is troubled. Come on. Help me right here. I sure love to see somebody get victory, wouldn't you? Brother Walker, come up here with me. What is victory? You old enough to know what victory is. You've seen victory in the house of God. You've seen people get victory. What is victory? Did y'all hear?
Victory is overcoming them things that bother you.
This is what this man done. He was used to laying on that bed. And when you got the victory, you'll take that bed up and you'll carry it. Come on, come on, come on. I don't know what it is that hinders us. I don't know what it is that presses us down. I don't know what it is that brings us to this certain level. Come on, and then it seems that we cannot go any higher. Come on, can you say amen? But I feel like the Holy Ghost is a wanting to carry us to a higher plane. I feel like he's wanting to carry us to a higher plateau. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, but did you know how we're going to do it? It's when we start walking on top of those things that is a getting us down. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, I could stretch out right there this morning on five or six of them front rows of those seats right there. And I could demonstrate to you like Brother Eugene did, but I don't have to do that. Come on, but you know what some of us, the devil does? Come on, you're not going to get the victory. You're not going to get deliverance. You're not going to get help. You're not going to get get your healing. And the next thing you know, we'll come by and we'll feel a little tug of the Spirit of the Lord. We'll feel a little touch of His Spirit and of His power. And then the next thing you know, the devil will have us laying right back down on that old bed one more time. Come on, and the next thing, the next revival, the next evangelist will have to come by and he'll have to pick us up and to get us up. I would to God that somebody right here this morning that is under the sound of my voice, that you could be like Elijah of old, that you could get a hold of some meat that you could go on and run on for a few days. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling like that there is somebody that you're wanting to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Come on, you want to step right out. Come on, I'm not here to embarrass you. I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to intimidate you. I feel like the Holy Ghost is a wanting to help somebody right here this morning, my friend. But we've got to realize that there is one that is a wanting to help us, and He is the third person of the Godhead. It is the sweet Holy Ghost. That's the reason Jesus said, it is expedient unto you that I go away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you another comforter, the Holy Ghost. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory here in this house. While everybody stands, we've already had a great altar service. We've already had a great altar call. We've already had some great preaching. We really have. We really have. But let's be open and honest with ourselves. Somebody wants to come to the piano? Somebody wants to come get a song? Obey God. But I tell you, what's more important than a piano playing a song, that is somebody really getting the help that they need right here. How about it this morning? How about it? Don't blame Brother Dean for this. If you're going to blame anybody, blame me. Blame me. Don't blame God. Don't blame God. Blame me. But I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is still a reaching out. And He's a pulling. And He is still a drawing. And really and truly, you are wanting to respond to that you feel. Come on, come on, come on here this morning. What about it? You know, we would be amazed. We would be amazed if God could open the heart of every individual right here. And we could see what was really going on. Come on. I want to tell you something. I'm all for shouting. I'm all for running. I'm all for that in its place. But I want to tell you, we've got people that are sitting right in church services. They're needing more than a shout. They're needing more than a run. They're needing for the Master to walk right up beside them and ask the question, wilt thou be made whole? How about this morning? I don't know where the battle is at. I don't know where the struggle might be going on at. But there's a God in heaven that knows. He hasn't deserted you. He hasn't forsaken you. Come bring your knees to God right here this morning. Come bring your knees. But Brother Lynn, I'm going to wait till our next revival. I'm going to wait till the next camp meeting. Might not ever occur. Come this morning. Come this morning. I just tried my very best to obey God. I really did. I really did. And I want to tell you one more time, church, there is nothing that hinders God like the attitude that things will never change.